That's so counterintuitive to the messages that we hear today. We hear and we say to ourselves that we need to accomplish our to-do list, then we can rest. Or we think that we've got to do all sorts of performances, and then we can kind of relax. We say such things as, if I can only get to Christmas Day, then I'll let my guard down. Or if I only get through my to-do list and the shopping list, then I can finally relax. Paul's saying to rest in grace now. There's nothing that you can do to better your position with God in the next few weeks. There's nothing that you can do that can hurt your position. You're in God. In the waters of baptism, you're in God, the Father, and in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's play one to put into play. Rest in grace. Play number two for a two-minute drill here for Christians during this season of Advent. I would suggest is to witness to others. Now that may sound off-putting. I want to highlight where that is here in this text. This is Paul speaking, not me. Verse 6 says this, "And you became imitators of us and of the Lord." Then in verse 7, the flop happens. So in one generation, these writers, Silvanus, Paul, and Timothy, are imitators to the people that received this. But then in verse 7, it talks about how this generation, the Thessalonians, they then became an example. That word there can also be translated a model. Jump down to verse 8, we hear that your faith has gone forth everywhere. Witness to others. Those verses are talking about the importance of witnessing to others. That sounds off-putting to us maybe, or a little like, oh, that's out of my comfort zone, that sort of thing. But I actually think there's great comfort here that Paul's giving. That phrase in verse 8, which says, has gone forth, some translations will say, spread. That word echeto in the Greek is related to echo. The Lord's message has echoed from you. An echo is simply just a repetition of what has been originally spoken or shared. Now, that means this. We don't have to come up with fancy words. We don't need to come up with creativity to win people over. The suggestion that Paul's having here is that we simply echo what we've heard. May that comfort us in the next few weeks. Is there a lyric in a song, a Christmas song that touches your heart? One that's touching my heart is the one that says, "Prepare him room." I'm echoing that word in some conversations with people. Maybe it's a devotion you're reading. Can you echo something that you've heard to somebody else? Maybe it is a prayer, an Advent prayer. Stir up your hearts. That word stir is an Advent kind of word. How can we echo? We don't have to come up with new words. We just echo what's been given to us. That's play number two. Now, play number three is found in verse 9, and that is to turn from idols. We hear that the Thessalonians have done that here at the end of verse 9. It's heard how you turned to God from idols, and now you're serving the living and true God. The Thessalonians lived about 50 miles from Mount Olympus. This is where the Greek gods lived, and they did their activities. So the Thessalonians had this in their lifestyle. If they were planting a harvest, they would pray to the God of seed for the seed to grow. They would then pray to the God of rain for rain to come. Then they would pray to the God of sun to the sun come down, and the God of air. If you're traveling business travels, you'd pray to the God of business or the God of safety to protect you. And then you'd pray to the God of luck to watch your way as you went so that you had had success. I point this out not to say that this is primitive. It's just, do you see how confusing this would have been to live this way? Yeah. Paul came and said, all you got to do is just pray to one God. Direct everything to him. It's not complicated. In a two-minute drill, you got to get rid of the excess in football. All the excessive things, and keep things simple and stick with the game plan. So also in the weeks ahead, we think of all the idols that are around us, whatever they may be, love, lust, labor, luxury. They're not bad. It's just that when our hearts are attached to so many different things, life gets complicated. How sweet it is when life is simple and we direct our attention to the one true living God. Those are the plays. Three plays for 2-minute warning for a Christian from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. I don't know if you ever noticed this, but when someone is told that time is short, they change their strategy and plan. If you're told that you just got a few more minutes left in the test, don't you change your strategy and you think differently? If you're told in the supermarket that it's closing in 2 minutes, don't you stop shopping in the produce and run to the candy section? In a football game, when there's 2 minutes left, it's time to throw the fly pattern and do the Hail Mary, right? Not the halfback dive. Jesus says in this text, verse 10, Paul says, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. That's a 2-minute warning. Let us follow the plays. Number one, rest in grace. Number two, witness to others. Number three, turn from idols and give our attachment to God. To wrap that all up, let us just bow our heads, and we're going to share this prayer together. It's a simple prayer I put together and kind of wraps up the message I just shared. Let's